Welcome to Gothamized, the completely unofficial podcast where we celebrate all things Batman and take you through the new series Gotham before it starts and when it starts, hopefully. I'm Batman.
I'm Jamie.
Ooh. I'm always like in shock every time you say that. No, you're Batman as well. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not Batman.
We're both Batman.
I'm not Batman.
That's the point of this bit.
Oh, right.
Okay. We're both Batman.
That was a bit?
Kind of. Okay. It's like the, you know, it's the hook of the show.
The hook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain Hook.
Okay, here's a very depressing link at the beginning of the video.
Okay.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
To Batman.
6 degrees of Batman.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know why I suggested this, but
no, it's good. It's good. In honor of Mr. Robin Williams. Robin Williams, I thought we did that already. I think we did.
I know we did, but but a different way.
He worked on Insomnia with Christopher Nolan, who directed The Dark Knight.
Try a different word.
All right, I'll try a different way. I'll try it with the film I just saw, Where Dreams May Come.
Yeah.
Robin Williams worked on that film, which includes a cameo appearance from Werner Herzog.
Oh, yeah.
Which was random.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have gone down the Werner Herzog route.
Okay, yeah, this is difficult now.
Because Cuba Gooding Jr. is in that film as well. That was probably easier.
Yeah, that would have been easier. Because you could have gone to Ben Affleck that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Through Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor, yeah. Oh, damn it. There's so many. Oh, damn it. Cuba Gooding Jr. would have been so easy. Especially because he worked with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yes, of course.
With the Joker. Yes. Damn it. All right, let's try Werner Herzog.
He also works with Robert De Niro in Men of Honor.
Yeah. Werner Herzog directed Bad Lieutenant.
Yes.
Who starred Nicolas Cage, but also Val Kilmer.
That is true.
Who was Batman.
Who was Batman. That's a better one. I like that one. That's a really good connection between Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, Batman. Who could have been, like, he was kind of, he was almost the Joker, and he was almost the Riddler.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was almost like
That's a good connection just directly.
Yeah. And almost Hugo Strange as well. There were like rumors that he would be Hugo
that
Strange.
That would have been amazing.
That'd been amazing.
Yeah, that would.
In Dark Knight Rises.
When you think about actors who could do that role, I think...
I mean, he would have been perfect.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
I did rewatch 1 Hour Photo, and that's creepy film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's so good. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to Batman things, because we're going to make ourselves sad. Mm. 1 month to go.
Yes.
To Gotham.
Yes.
The release of Gotham.
Yes.
The series Gotham.
Yes.
This podcast is called Gotham Iced.
Okay.
So there you go. I just thought I didn't
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see it, of course.
Yeah, we'll watch it. well, I have to review it and shit. So
are you
going to
review every single episode, but take an hour to review every single episode so it's longer than every episode?
You know what I'm going to do? I'll do a vlog. I'll do a vlog for every episode.
Oh my god. Really?
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's not that. It's just like, are you really going to have enough to talk about every episode?
Maybe it'll be like a 3-minute vlog. It's just to mark.
You hear me, like, not justifying this series at all.
Maybe I'll just do half and half. Like, if the series is like 12 episodes, I'll do one for like episodes
that's
one to six.
That's probably better.
Yeah,
that's probably better.
It makes more sense. Because that's a lot of videos to like post for like each episode. Yeah. Anyway, let's go straight to the first section. Previously on Gotham.
Nothing.
But they have released a few things.
Yes.
I know. Obviously, there's always trailers. Like, before the show's released, it's like 12 TV promos. But they released an 18 minutes of footage of like the origin stories of the characters.
Amazing.
Which I purposely didn't watch, because why would I want to watch like the origin stories?
That's
now?
Unusual. That is very unusual, because it's coming out quite soon.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like
But have they released it in such a way that they expect you to watch it? Or do you think this is going to actually be played in the series?
I think it will be played in the series, though.
Okay.
Like, parts of it. But
then I definitely don't want to watch
it. I definitely don't.
That's going to ruin something, surely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't mind watching the trailers, even the long trailer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there was a trailer.
I'm still dubious about those, but yeah. No, that's fine.
I saw a trailer where you see a bit more of the Riddler. And, yeah. I mean, he's definitely, I think if he's not part of the police force in some way, he's closely linked to that.
Mm.
So, because I think Gordon and I think it was Bullock,
they
talk to him and stuff like that. But, he's a forensic.
Do you know what's quite... unusual with this series. I guess it's not unusual with this series. It's an unusual connection that this series might end up making and therefore be controversial.
Yeah.
Is the police connection, is the behavior of the police. Because we need corrupt police officers in this series.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah. But we need the police officers to do some dumb shit as well in this series, which is in the news a lot recently in America. Yeah. Because of Ferguson and recent activities. I don't even want to mention one activity because there are several. There are quite a few stories that are related to the Ferguson police force that don't have them in good light.
Sure.
To say the least. And the thing is that they could quite inadvertently have a situation in Gotham.
Somehow,
Well, inadvertent.
Oh,
No, seriously, like for example, someone could be searched illegally or detained illegally or beaten up illegally, which, by the way, happens in Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, with the Joker.
With the Joker.
Who gets the shit kicked out of him.
And slams his head
and that is an illegal thing that Batman basically does, which is approved by Gordon.
Even Gordon's nervous. Like, he's nervous as shit.
Yeah, and he tries to stop it, but at the same time, he put them in the same room together.
Yeah.
You know, that's not cool in terms of the real world.
I mean, it needed to be done because it's like there's two important lives at stake. But at the same time, he's surrounded by policemen who's just like, are you letting him do this? And Gordon's just like, it's fine, just give him a few minutes. I promise he won't kill him. He's Batman. He doesn't care.
Yeah, you say that.
Yeah, but he's still nervous as shit.
Yeah.
I forgot what we're talking about. We're talking about Batman. We're always talking about Batman on this podcast. The Dark Knight. Sorry, I retreated in a place where I was rewatching the whole scene.
Oh,
the
Dark Knight. Just in your head. Yeah. Right?
It was good.
The initial scene with the buses and everything. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So as I was saying, like, there may be an inadvertent link between what happens in this series. And we'll have to wait and see to whether or not they cut an episode or cut out a bit of an episode because they don't want to show the police in a bad light, at least in this context.
True, yeah.
And we'll have to see. We'll have to see if they have balls about that kind of thing.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, actually. Batman himself, like in The Dark Knight, he can he can do that shit.
Oh yes,
because he's not.
But the police, it's interesting, and it's something that's featured in Batman in general, but also in the animated series that the subordinates sometimes go off and do their own thing, you know, and they try and tackle crime by themselves and get themselves into trouble, and Batman ends up helping them, and they're not very, they don't appreciate, I know that's not necessarily going to happen this because Batman's not in it.
I mean, there's,
but you know what I mean, is that there could be officers with a point to prove and all this kind of crap.
In The Dark Knight, there's a cop, like, called Ramirez, I think.
Ramirez, yeah.
Who,
she's corrupt.
She's corrupt, but I mean, it's not very clear. I mean, it's quite a complicated story.
It's not clear, is it? No, not in the film. But it's like, I think she gives away the location of someone.
Yeah, yeah. She did something.
Yeah.
To lead the Joker somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. But she didn't realize, though, that's who she was giving her information to. I think that was her defense.
I remember rewatching The Dark Knight and be like, I need to figure this out. Yeah. Like, I need to see, like, who worked for who.
But,
and
yeah, no, and that's the thing.
It's quite intricate, this plan.
Gordon, in a sense, has a special task force as well that is supposed to be his close officers that he can send in by his own power.
Well,
and then sometimes for bigger things, he has to go to the mayor to get approval to do certain things. So it's going to be that dynamic and the politics of the police, which could be quite interesting. And yes, then also the fact that the police force is crooked as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's corrupt politicians.
Of course,
as well.
I mean, this is all before Gordon becomes commissioner, but it doesn't mean he's not. He couldn't be head of his own task force.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, you know, it's just an avenue that they could take, which I'm sure they've thought about.
And there's Bullock. Yeah, usually he's kind of, he's more of a douchebag, but
well,
he's not.
They make him a really slimy character, don't they, in the film? Yeah. Whereas in the animated series, they make him out to be good-intentioned but very...
Rude.
Rude, but also like...
He doesn't like Batman, basically.
No, he doesn't like Batman because he feels like he should be doing that.
Yeah, but there's one episode or two... Well, something happens in one episode where he kind of... He's on Batman's side, where he's more, like, open.
Yes, yeah.
I don't remember which episode, because you've been rewatching them. But we'll talk about that.
Where are the drugs going?
That's in the animated series?
No.
No. Where are the drugs going? There's no talk of drugs in those movies.
Where are
those contents? Okay.
Sorry.
But
I love that voice, because you hear it.
Remember the corrupt cop in the first Batman movie?
Yes.
The Tim Burton one?
Yeah.
Eckhart.
Yeah.
Who's like he's
Aaron
getting
caught?
No,
no.
Maybe it was no. It was
weird connection.
Yeah. No, he was like Lieutenant Eckhart, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where he was like dealing with the Joker a little bit.
Yes.
But like he says something, it was just like think about the future, Eckhart, or whatever. Some bullshit like that. He dies. in the factory.
That's the thing in the animated series. No one's allowed to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
well.
What's weird is people are allowed to have died in the past.
Oh, yeah.
But people can't actively die in the series.
Well, it's a kid's show, you know.
You can always leave
things... To a certain extent.
You're allowed to leave things open. So you can say, he might have died in whatever situation he's in.
I mean, the whole...
But it doesn't mean he has actually died.
I mean, the whole thing about Batman is that it's... The whole thing is based on death. It's like
yes, I know.
Based on the death of his
but
parents.
But you can't do that in a kid's cartoon. No. That's why the animated series is the way it is. But then when you read the comics and you read the graphic novels and stuff like that, they could be much more brutal about
it. Kids still know. Like that if they know anything about Batman, it's that his parents are dead.
Yes.
My parents are dead.
No, I know. I know. It's a weird... thing, isn't
remember
it?
That meme where he slaps Robin
across
the face.
It's also this thing like, of course, you want to make an animated series that appeals to kids because then you get that franchise into their mind at an early age. But also, they tried doing this with loads of things, like they were going to make an Aliens animated series.
Oh, yeah,
and that never took off because it's friggin' Aliens. Yeah. I mean, this is like it doesn't, it's really gruesome
well,
thing.
What if they...
But they did a Starship Trooper esque.
Yeah,
animated series.
Well, there was
and somehow they got away with that.
There was a Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Series Toxic Crusaders, I think it was called.
And as we know, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a darker.
Yeah.
The original comic is darker than.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Than everything that precedes.
It's like way more serious. They've released also a mini documentary.
Yes.
About Gotham.
Yeah.
Like the making of it and stuff like that. And it's like it's a 4-part like documentary on YouTube.
Yeah, of this Gotham.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But they're releasing a lot of like
I thought it might have like covered like previous like images of Gotham and how they've incorporated that maybe into the new one.
No, I don't think
because Gotham has radically changed in different formats in terms of its look, you know.
Oh yeah,
in terms
definitely.
Of its style, I mean.
I mean, I'll always prefer the Tim Burton one over
the massively overt gothic architecture and dark alleys and really dirty streets.
It's only really
muggers
in the...
freaking everywhere. to the probably what's going to be a cleaner version of that, mainly for production reasons because you can't.
I don't know because
I don't know if you can't go to the level of having a set for every single
shot.
So like Tim Burton does.
I don't know. It looks consistent. Like the way they've that this series has been going, where they kind of take elements from different things and put them together. It looks consistent with that because
you've got to have the right city. And the right feel.
The right look, yeah. I mean,
it has to be New York, I get that, but, you know.
No, but during the daytime, it kind of looks like the Chris Nolan
But that's the thing, like, Chris Nolan did a lot in Chicago, which I thought was great.
Did they do some stuff in Pittsburgh as well?
Third
film was that.
Yeah. But the thing is that I really like Seattle. I really like the look of Seattle because it's very gray.
Oh, yeah.
It can be a very rainy, grey place.
True.
And I know they're not going to incorporate Seattle, but it's like, no. I'm just saying, like, the city you base it in has a big effect on the look of everything.
I just wish that they could do the Tim Burton look of Gotham City, but make it on a big scale. Because the problem with the first two Tim Burton movies is that even though they built these fuck-off sets, they couldn't really expand that too much. Like, you didn't get a good look at the whole city.
No, you didn't, no.
Especially Batman Returns, where it's almost like a play. It's like most of the action takes place.
But in Batman and Robin, they do.
Down hall.
In Batman and Robin, they do.
Oh, they make a good use of that city, I guess. We'll give that movie that.
They show more from... Yeah. But it's all CGI, I mean, but...
If you can call it that. It's horrible. Yeah. Well, you get to see, you know, the car jumping over like giant statues, which for some reason there's like giant ass statues everywhere.
Which is why I'm so looking forward to the new game, because that shows a big, it's supposed to be showing a big chunk. And Arkham Origins did show a quite sizable chunk. I don't know if the maps are going to be the same from Origin to the
maybe
new
not
one.
Exactly. They might just.
No, I mean, it's different studios as well.
Of course.
But the thing is, and Arkham Origins, the map let it down a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately, because it was, I don't know, it was kind of, it wasn't very distinctive. Like, areas weren't very distinctive. Okay. And I hope that the new game, they'll have very distinctive areas of, like, industrial and living spaces and... commercial areas and so on and so forth.
It looks pretty tight.
That you can really kind of get involved with. But
God, I want to play this game so bad.
Well,
but we talked about this. I can't come here and like play 40 hours of this game.
You're allowed to, dude. You're always welcome.
It's just like your mom's gonna... like, when is Adam leaving? It's just like, oh, he's playing Batman. It's just like, oh,
dear.
We've been podcasting for 45 hours. It's the longest Let's Play in the world. Other things they've released. Well, part of the trailer, they kind of showed a bit more of Catwoman, and what they're going with is like she's an orphan and she's basically she's a thief, which I think is a correct way.
Are they
gonna
say she's a thief out of poverty?
Is that
how they're gonna start her story? Is like,
well, yeah, I mean, she's an orphan.
I'd be interested to
she's got
know
no place
the
to
connection
stay.
Now that they're gonna make to cats.
To cats,
yeah.
Well,
so
she's like a stray cat.
Okay, yeah, but you could say she's like a stray dog. It's like there's no,
I guess,
you know, what's the distinctive thing about
she's
cats?
Not dog woman though,
you know. because in the anime,
maybe she doesn't like dogs.
Because in the animated series, she's like an environmentalist.
Yeah, I think they went a bit far with that.
No, I know, but it kind of makes sense. She's trying to save cats. Like, that's her preference.
I never liked that part of the animated series. As a kid, I was just like, really?
Yeah.
Like, she's like an animal.
But she's too rich. That's the problem.
Well, in that film, yeah.
Yeah, she's too rich. And... you need to make her not so rich.
I even
or public, really. Yeah. I guess is like.
I mean, people like comment on like the Tim Burton version of Catwoman, where it's just like, what?
I love that version.
That's perfect.
I really love that version.
Okay, so she's not like a thief.
But
like,
I love psychotic breaks. I love the idea that someone who lives a really mundane, oppressive life breaks and expresses themselves in a different way. But that's
because that was always part of her.
Yeah.
Like a bottled up anger and stress.
Yes, exactly.
That just kind of became something.
Yeah.
When she fell out of a building.
Yeah.
Like through a window. But as a kid, I didn't understand that's what happened. I thought, because cats start gnawing on her hands when she falls, I thought it was some kind of magic cat thing.
Sorry, that's so stupid.
I was a kid. I didn't know what was going on.
Magic cats.
Yes. I thought that by the power of...
Why didn't they do that in Catwoman Halle Berry?
That's what happens.
Yeah. Oh,
where a cat kind of climbs on top of her and like breathes in her face.
No, I know. That's...
And that's how she becomes... So I thought that's what happened.
So someone else watched the original one and thought, that's what I thought happened. Yeah. I'll make a film of that stupid premise.
I know, yeah. They didn't even understand the Batman Return as an animal.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Good times. But no, I think they're doing it right with the whole kind of thief thing, where she's maybe homeless, she's like struggling.
Yes, so a thief,
that explains...
a thief out of necessity who becomes Catwoman is
but
quite
then
interesting.
It's quite sad because, I mean, some of the comics anyway, she kind of goes into prostitution, some of them, in more than Frank Miller
yes,
ones.
Yeah. they're not going to do that.
No, I mean, they're gonna, she's like 14.
I know. That's
they can't like, do that.
That's fucking dark.
Like season, when she reaches like 18, it's like season 4 is going to be fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look, I'd love it if they were seriously dark with this
but
stuff.
It has to
I wouldn't
go...
mind but you can't you'd alienate such a large section of
yeah,
your
yeah,
audience
yeah.
that you
I
can't
I mean it's Fox they can't
you,
go
you,
that
yeah
far.
exactly it's not HBO no, HBO no. can do that kind of shit.
Oh my god, can you imagine yeah. Batman HBO series?
No, but that's the thing, imagine if
I'm the goddamn Batman.
If you imagine if Game of Thrones was made by any other cable provider,
yeah,
like
oh there'd be no also, like
sorry channel
nudity at all.
No, yeah, that's the thing. You wouldn't. You'd. It'd all be suggestive.
It's True Blood, HBO. It must be, right?
I can't remember. Sorry.
I don't know because there's nudity in that.
Yeah.
Every so often, more and more actually.
You can have nudity, but it has to then be put in its place in terms of when it's shown, what kind of audience there's, you're going to garner. Well, because like Hannibal, which you know I really loved.
Yeah.
The first season of, is very. Very gruesome.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, it's based on serial killers.
Gory.
But yeah. Of course, then it has to be played at a certain time. It, you know, it's.
That's the thing, like, Silence
you know,
of the Lambs.
Shorter season and stuff like that.
But Silence of the Lambs was dark, but it wasn't gruesome.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't gory.
Yeah.
Really.
No, Hannibal is. Hannibal is super gory. Well, and I highly recommend it, by the way. It's
yeah.
really
I
good.
Need to watch it. I definitely
it's
need to
got.
Watch it.
Unfortunately, it's got some glaring plot holes.
Yeah,
but it's still very, very good.
Okay.
Oh, and a little weird connection here. The I've been watching The Killing, the American version. I just watched the first
yeah.
season of that. I know I'm really late. I'm like 3 years late.
That's all right.
But the thing is that it's only because it just came out on Netflix.
Yeah,
in the UK, and I have been enjoying it, but I think it's way too slow.
Yeah,
and I do think the main character is a bit of an idiot. So. But the thing is that the girl, one of the girls in that is also a girl in Hannibal.
Oh, okay.
And she's like 23. She's 21 or 2 in
okay.
that. But she's meant to be a high school girl, like 16, 17.
Oh, right, okay.
But she's a weird actress because she looks that young.
Okay.
But she's not. She's like probably 24 now.
Yeah. That's all right. At least
yeah,
it's
no.
decent casting.
But it means her acting is better.
It's not like
because she's older.
It's not like Beverly Hills, like that old show where like they're all high school students, but they're like 40.
Or Dawson's Creek, where they're all meant to be like
yeah.
16 or something, 16, 17, but they clearly look mid-20s.
Katie Holmes was in Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
she was in Batman.
Oh, fuck's sake, man! What a connection! Yay!
That was so quick. not in the second
so
one
easy.
Because I mean, if you can get Maggie Gyllenhaal, just get Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Look, all right, I'll admit that Maggie might not be the sexiest woman in the world.
Oh, whoa!
Though she is really sexy in The Secretary.
Yes.
You're
talking to
for
someone
for different reasons.
Talking to someone,
but she is an amazing actress.
She is.
Okay.
But
so,
you're talking to someone who has a weird crush on Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I can understand it. Look, I can understand it. It's in the same vein of why I like Winona Ryder and why I like Christina Ricci,
okay,
at least
yeah.
visually.
visually, not acting-wise.
No, not acting-wise.
Come on, she's cool.
Of course there are these actresses that... And I wish there were more of them, to
yeah.
be honest, that have an unusual kind of appeal.
Yeah.
That you can't pin down by simple attractive methods.
I guess, so. Yeah. I mean, she's got an offbeat charm.
Oh yeah.
But like, I still think
yeah.
she's pretty. But anyway,
yeah.
they didn't make her like too. They didn't slap on like tons of makeup on her for.
No, they make
Dark
her
Knight.
An actual character.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And some people complain about that. It's like, oh, she doesn't look good in that movie. It's like, well, that's not the point
like,
of that character.
Exactly.
She's just
exactly.
a normal person.
Yeah.
That grew up with Bruce Wayne. And her
yeah.
character is more important than just the way she looks. Like,
exactly. She has her own freaking life yeah. and relationships that play into the main plot
exactly.
of the film.
Exactly.
Isn't that more interesting?
But she made that character much less annoying than fucking Katie
yeah.
Holmes. She like slaps Bruce Wayne around and he's just like, come on.
You're fucking Batman.
You're fucking Batman. Like she dumps him and they're not even together.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. What's wrong with her?
It'd be great if it like just turned into a drama.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, no, I dub you.
Yeah.
I did first.
I don't think you would have got to make Dark Knight if that's the end of Batman Begins. Yeah, and the press got to see the pilot of Gotham already.
Yeah.
And I didn't read the review, the first review that was released.
Yeah.
Because obviously I want to see the fucking show.
Yeah.
But I kind of skipped through the end and it looks like they enjoyed parts of it.
Yeah.
Other parts, they were like, this could be a bit better.
Mm.
So it's kind of...
What is the deal uneven. With a pilot being the first episode?
What do you mean?
It used to be a pilot was a fucking pilot. Like, it was shorter. It was like 10 minutes long. It only introduced the premise. It didn't even necessarily have all the main actors in it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
and,
the pilot...
And the production values were allowed to be lower because, you know, it was made on a shoestring. Right? I thought that was the pilot.
Yeah.
But now pilots are the first episode. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean...
What happened to just... It's the first episode.
That's a good point, actually. It used to be where it's like they give you a little bit of money to make a pilot. You make it. If they like it enough, they give you more money.
Yes.
And you make the rest of the show.
Exactly. But now a pilot is just assumed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Even the first episode...
Well, what was the point in the pilot if you're going to make the rest of the season? It's not a pilot then.
Yeah.
You've got the deal.
I mean, even the first episode of Seinfeld,
yes.
It didn't have the theme song.
Yeah.
It looked quite, you know, like roughly shot a little bit. And
Babylon 5, which they actually incorporate the pilot once it's done.
I've seen the pilot for that.
But it's got different actors in it.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's got different people in it, which they kind of, they make weird excuses about why some disappear and why they're not there.
Was that episode on the DVD you lent me?
I believe so, yeah.
Because the main guy was in that, and the rest
of the main guys is in it,
yeah.
But not everyone.
The girl's in it. I'm sure she's in that pilot.
Like, not everyone is in it. But anyway, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
But the makeup's different.
Yeah,
that's what's obvious as well. The actual kind of some of the designs for things are different, and you get this impression like, oh, they after seeing the pilot, they made design changes.
Right,
made changes because that's what you can do with a pilot.
Wasn't it the pilot of like Lost that cost shitloads?
Oh, I can imagine that. Yeah,
and after that, they were like, "Well, we probably have to keep going." Like, I don't know what we're gonna do. Well, yeah. I don't know. They don't want to loot. We have to make our money back somehow. they did.
Pilot should be a pilot.
I kind of missed that actually.
I mean, that's if it's being pitched. If it's not being pitched, and Fox have just gone, fucking make it,
because
they've got the license or something, then don't call it pilot. It's just the first episode.
Yeah, because it still works the same, doesn't it? Where it's like they air it. If it does well, they keep it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, they don't.
Yeah.
But so they could can it, but usually now they can it after a season.
Yes.
They don't can it after the first episode. Unless it's like a sci-fi.
They can mid-season. They've done it before.
Sci-fi does that.
Yeah.
Where it's like there's like one TV movie, which is the pilot.
Yes.
And
yeah, that can happen. Yeah, TV movie, and then they make
that.
It. Well, yeah, but then they can at least make their money back on that, if you know what I mean.
I still thought the time tunnel.
Because there's a risk.
Was all right.
It's always a risk with a lot of these things.
Mm. But we'll have to see for like more reviews once we've obviously.
I'm going to call it the first episode.
Yeah,
I'm not going to call it the first episode.
Fair enough. All right, it's time to talk about other Batman things.
Yes,
to the Batpoles.
To the Batpoles.
I keep waiting for you to do that.
Sorry, really apathetic version.
There was Pierce Brosnan is everywhere.
Yes,
I don't know why. At the moment, he was on Conan.
Well, no, he's got to a certain age now where he has a different kind of appeal from when he was younger.
Yeah,
and good on him, man.
But
I
don't know.
I don't mind Pierce Brosnan.
He must be making something that's
because he made that
important.
Suicide Pact film, didn't he, recently?
Really?
Yeah, you remember?
Oh,
like,
they all go
up to the roof and they're all about
some
to kill
English
themselves,
movie.
And actually they find themselves.
It was like the long way down.
Yes,
or
something like that. Like, something really cheesy and pretentious.
God, that looked bad.
Yeah, it did.
But he made another film as well, but it looked bad as well. So I don't know why he's in everything now. Is he doing something?
As I said, I think he's gotten to an age now where he can play older characters.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's got a young face.
I mean,
he's always had a sort of younger-looking face.
I mean, he was...
Which worked really well for Bond, you know? Yeah. But nowadays, he needs to play a different role.
He was in...
He can't be Bond, though.
He was on Conan. He was on Jimmy Fallon, which is what is called the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he talked briefly about... Because he was in Miss Doubtfire with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
So he talked a bit about in between takes, how it was, and stuff like that. But
he's the bad guy in that.
Yeah, he is. But I actually rewatched Miss Doubtfire. He's not... portrayed as too much of a cartoon villain.
No.
It's quite, they left it ambiguous so that you don't know if you should like him or not, because he's not that bad a
he's
guy.
Caught in a very difficult situation. Yeah, exactly. To be honest,
it's only once where he makes a remark where he says that Robin Williams' character is a loser.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know the guy.
Yeah.
He's only going by what the wife told him.
I think by association, you kind of don't like him because it's like...
Because you like Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah. But you like Robin Williams.
Exactly.
You know you do.
You side with him no matter
what.
Yeah,
exactly.
And also his wife's a bitch. you don't, you know, ask your husband for a divorce on your kid's birthday. That's fucking...
I know.
Wait for the next day.
It's a bit cruel. But I think that's the point. I mean, the point is that...
I mean, also,
how do you deal with that situation?
True,
I mean, it's
true.
Very difficult.
You're meant to, like, I guess, not hate her character, but, I mean, it makes it very easy to side with Robin Williams
of
in this
course,
movie.
Of course.
One thing that Jimmy Fallon made Pierce Brosnan do is play GoldenEye, which was awesome. They had they had it set up. They had an
entry. It's a bit late. Fucking hell. God,
I appreciated that. You know, it was fun.
But
Brosnan had never really played it. So
he
said he played it once, but he died very quickly.
It's not necessarily him in the game. That's
is,
the
though.
Weird thing.
Well,
it is.
I don't know if
he
voiced the character. I don't remember.
No, I don't think he does.
Because he doesn't voice James Bond in Nightfire, which I have, but I think he does in Everything or Nothing. So it's I don't know.
I can't remember all the details about the different games, but also it's not. I don't believe it follows the film exactly either.
No. No, there's like a whole scene with like all these big statues, but it's not very well done because it's an old game. So it's
that's fine. Like what I am quite surprised by is they haven't tried to tackle some more of the recent ones.
Yeah.
Based on if they're popular or not.
Because
you could tackle Skyfall.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure.
No, I say that. I know. I think they did make a tie-in game.
Possibly.
But what I'm saying is you could, like they have done with
Batman.
Make
a straight-up one.
Make a Bond game. That's what I mean.
Right.
Sorry, I don't mean the movie tie-in game.
I mean, they've tried different things. A lot of different things with that. They've even released like a From Russia with Love game with like a Sean Connery Bond.
No, but that's what I'm saying is you don't need to do it on one book or anything.
Yeah.
You need to just make a game in the universe of
and
have your own storyline go through it, and yes, it might touch on different bits, like some I don't know, Blofeld might be in it, whatever. Right, but
what I didn't get
is
when they did like a game of like James Bond, you know, in Goldfinger or whatever, but they had Daniel Craig's face in the game.
Oh,
so you're playing
Daniel
Craig Bond with those old villains and shit.
I know.
That's weird.
Yes. I think it's all to do about licensing and whose face you can get.
I guess.
And also because they want to relate Bond to the current one, not the old ones. Because, I don't know, people might find it confusing?
I guess.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think it's silly, whichever way they do it.
It is.
But I don't know, other than GoldenEye, I don't know if there's been a successful Bond game. Since
they have, I guess. I think Nightfire did okay, but not all did well.
No,
I know there's a Quantum of Solace game that didn't do well.
There's a lot of potential there. I really think there's a lot of potential there, but you need a top studio like Rocksteady or DICE or someone to tackle.
I know, but it's a shame
a universe like that.
Why do games that are released with like specific movies suck usually?
Always.
By
the way, the worst one is Terminator Salvation. It's such I own it only because it's shit, right? But it's so bad.
I mean,
poorly made.
Every so often there's an exception, but it's just like...
Rarely.
But when they make a game that's kind of based on the franchise...
And then it's good. Then it's
but not,
okay.
Yeah, then it's okay. That's strange. Anyway, to link Pierce Brosnan back to this Batman thing... he kind of talked on radio and he said that he did meet with Tim Burton back in the day to maybe play Batman.
Oh.
That would have been random.
He couldn't have done it. It was Bond or Batman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Batman.
Yeah, it doesn't work. In the same way, I believe, I mean,
Batman.
This is only a personal thing.
I'm Batman. Don't you understand?
Kind of feel like, I don't know, maybe this is just pride.
Watch out, Joker. I'm coming after you.
Don't you feel like Bond should be British? Really?
Bond should be British.
Should be British.
I mean, it's okay if he's You know, I mean, in Sean Connery is still very Scottish.
He's British.
British. Yeah.
British includes Scotland, okay?
Not for long, probably. But,
we'll have to
for,
see.
For
we'll
now, see. Yeah. Who was it who was... is Daniel Craig Welsh? No.
I don't know. I think he's English.
It was George Lazenby who was...
is he Welsh?
No, he's Australian.
He's Australian?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I would have liked to see an Irish Batman.
No, you can have Northern Ireland.
Mr. Freeze.
You can see. I'm just saying. My point being is that don't you feel because of that Batman should probably be American?
American or like Christian Bale, someone who does a really convincing American accent.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, Batman and Superman are British these days. It's random.
I know, isn't it? Like, God.
At least Aquaman's American.
Good, great. Like, now we need to get a British... Oh, no, wait. Spider-Man's British, isn't he?
Spider-Man's British.
I was going to say, now we need a Spider-Man who's British. Wait. It's too late.
Wonder Woman's Israeli.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's strange.
Well, thank you for that information.
Gal Gadot. We'll talk about her, actually.
Now we need a British Thor. A British...
British Thor.
A British Captain America. Yeah. Just take over every
who
single
else is
super,
British
superhero role.
Who else is British?
I'm always surprised. I find out a new one every time. I look it up and I go, oh, I didn't realise it.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson is British.
No, he's one of the clearest, like, Americans.
He's so not British.
He is American culture. I mean, he really embodies a lot.
He's
of
not even
American
culture. He's Samuel L. Jackson culture.
All right, fine.
He's his own country. That's how big he is.
In terms of legends, he will go down in history as one of the biggest actors of all time.
You need to explain something to me.
Yes.
What is this ALS ice bucket challenge?
I have no idea. Seriously, I have no idea.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, and I've seen people do it. I saw Chris Pratt do it.
Chris Pratt did it.
Loads of people have done it.
Well, the whole...
I know it's all about charity, and I get that, and that's fine.
I know that.
I don't know the origins. I don't know
how that started, though. And a friend of mine did it.
Oh, no. I saw that on Facebook.
No, I actually saw the video. I was like, please don't. But I think it needs... Because I don't know how it works. That's the thing. I don't know if...
You need to be nominated.
You need to be nominated, and then you have to donate, right? Because otherwise there's
no
point.
Then you have to do the challenge or donate.
Or both.
You can do both.
People do both, right?
Most people do both. You can just do the ice bucket.
Because Ben Affleck did it. Surely he gave money. He didn't just I don't want to pay.
Like,
I'll just
Obama got... nominated, but he didn't do it, but he donated to charity.
No, he just went on holiday. He's busy.
Oh man. I have Bush.
Yeah.
If you got all his holidays and totaled it up, it was a year.
Really?
He took a full year off of holiday.
You know, it's tiring. It's hard to be president. It's difficult.
No, it's like, I don't mind fucking presidents taking holidays. They have to cancel them when bad shit goes down.
Yeah, no, they
though.
Do.
They
yeah.
do, unfortunately.
I mean,
they have to.
Anyway, we're not going to go into that.
Yeah.
But Ben Affleck did it.
Yeah.
He also pushed Jennifer Garner in the pool, which was adorable. Zack Snyder did it.
Of course.
On the set. Like, it was literally just outside. There's trailers everywhere. This woman just dumps a nice bucket on him.
Henry
Cavill hasn't done it, funnily enough.
I'm a little bit cynical about these things, unfortunately.
Just give money.
Well, no, it's not, I don't even say that.
No, because isn't that...
I say volunteer. That's what I say. Like, rather than do the ice bucket challenge or anything like that, I say volunteer. Volunteering, I feel like, is the best thing you can do for charity.
But why can't they just give the money and, like, not be like, I give money.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, you know.
That's the thing. That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
What I don't like about it is the vanity of these things.
Everything
right?
goes viral
like,
these days.
It's too easy to say, I'm doing it for awareness.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, but remember who you are. It's you like, are a celebrity.
I don't need to see your face.
Right. Like, everyone knows who you are. And especially, I mean, when Chris Pratt did his, it's like you just did Guardians of the Galaxy. And that was quite successful. And now everyone's kind of remembering your name at the moment, including myself. And you do this and you like you can pose it as charity, but you a marketing guy is behind him going, good fucking job, man, that's great, because you've just raised your value as a product.
I guess if it's for charity it's okay though, but that they're raising awareness. But it seems
play with the devil to help angels.
I guess so.
No, I mean like you play with marketing.
You scared me there.
No, but you play with marketing in order to help.
I just got an insight into
disenfranchised into people.
Goth
disenfranchised
Jamie.
People. Sorry.
I just got an insight into Goth Jamie.
Goth Jamie. I'm not goth. I'm not goth. I've never been goth.
That's a web series
I've been metal. I've been metal before.
I want to goth you up.
I feel metal's a bit.
I want to goth you up. I want to goth you up, Jamie.
There's a metal band that I want you to see. I think it's called Baby Metal.
Baby Metal.
Yeah, and it's
look, we've already seen heavy metal Batman.
It's a combination.
Death metal Batman.
I believe it's a combination between K-pop or J-pop and metal.
Huh.
And it's weird.
It's all right.
And I'll play a bit of that to you later. Baby Metal.
It's okay.
You may hate it.
I mean, with metal, it's kind of hit or miss with me. It's just there's some stuff I really like, some stuff I hate. So, yeah, it's rarely in between. Who else did it? The Stars of Gotham did the Ice Bucket.
Okay. Turn.
Even the kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like, that's weird.
If you're going to do it, have a towel on hand. Because it's ice water. I mean,
they were outside as well, so it must be freaking cold.
It's fine if you're in California, I guess, because it's quite hot.
But now it's like series nominating, like casts of series nominating casts of other series. So the cast,
that's insane.
Like the
it's
cast
supposed
of
to be like a couple of individuals, usually.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I guess there's no rules.
I thought it was meant to be three people, but anyway.
Three.
The cast of Gotham like nominated a cast of like The Following or whatever, some other show.
I get why it works, because it's a viral nature to the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a viral ad campaign essentially, and whoever came up with it is like rubbing their hands.
I know,
because if you look at the amount that's been
like a
given,
fly just
if you look at the amounts that have been given to the charity,
yeah,
it's 100 times what it was last year, you know.
And I wonder if any of these videos have like ads on them on YouTube. Because if they do,
I never thought about that.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Probably not. Probably if it's the official video, probably not. But I'm sure some people who are doing it are, which is not.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Anyway,
it's dark.
Sorry. And Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, she did it as well.
Yeah.
And. I don't know. She nominated. I think I think she nominated. No, she was nominated by Snyder. I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that happened. I guess I have to mention it because it's everywhere.
Yes, it is,
and it's annoying me every single time. I did what I was meant to do. I watched Batman: Mystery of the Batwoman,
which I
mentioned last time, which is an animated film.
Yeah,
and it was okay. I was a bit underwhelmed. It was like it's a whodunit again. So it's like Mask of the Phantasm, where you're wondering, ooh, who is this new villain, the Phantasm? And through clever storytelling, by the end you're just like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Even though if you've guessed
it's no Poirot, though.
You can no. but Mask of the Phantasm did it well. This doesn't do it that well.
Because
the way they do it is like there's this new like Batwoman.
Yeah.
She's got like a bat glider and she's like taking out some of the Penguin's operations and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole film, you're like, who's the Batwoman? And they do it through introducing like four new female characters with the same kind of like body shape.
Yeah.
And similar voices. And you're just like, how convenient that all these women showed up. And the twist at the end is like, I guess it's like, it's okay, but it's not like, I was hoping. There might be some. Should I spoil it? I guess it's an old cartoon.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, spoilers, everyone. If you want to see Batman, Mystery of the Batwoman, go right ahead and come back. But I was hoping they would present all these red herrings, all these new female characters, and you're like, ooh, who could it be? And it would turn out to be Poison Ivy or or something. Like someone, someone you still know, so it's not out of left field, but who's not like manipulatively introduced into the show. And it wasn't. The twist is that it's all three of these women taking it in turns to be Batwoman. Which is not bad. It's just not that exciting. Like, I mean, I had some problems.
It's not much of a twist.
Not that much, no. I had some problems with it. I think the choice of villains, just having basically the Penguin there, is a bit weak. You've got a new, you've got a guy who's like kind of a henchman who's okay, but it's, it wasn't that impressive.
There's Penguin's never been better than DeVito.
DeVito, nah, it's hard to beat. You've got, well, you've got a pop song in the middle of a fucking film, which is like they go to this gala and there's like a song. It's almost like a music video all of a sudden. It's just like, what's this? It's not even very good. And at the end, it's like, literally, I mean, they play the pop song again. So it's just like, that was just shoehorned in. Like, so I didn't like that. And just the fucking, the animation's a bit weird. They gave Batman these like bright fucking blue eyes. Where it looks like he's a puppet. I don't know. He's, it's still Kevin Conroy doing the voice. And it's not the same guy doing the Penguin, though. There's slight differences. But yeah, so there was something off about it. Like, it wasn't, I mean, it was entertaining enough that I could sit and watch it, and it still kind of felt like the animated series, but it wasn't.
It's made towards the end of the
But even like the music was like, the Batwoman's theme was like kind of a saxophone. It was like, this sounds like porn. And the titles, the opening titles, it looks like really cheap font.
Yeah.
So there's little things like that where it's just like, you could have made this better so much, like, with so little effort. So it was all right, but it was disappointing. I also rewatched Under the Red Hood.
Yes.
Which is far better.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know, it's an animation as well, where the Joker basically kills off Robin.
Yeah.
Not the original Robin.
Number two.
Whoever the second Robin is called. Yeah. Oh, I forget his name. Damn it.
Because the first one's Dick Grayson.
It's not Dick Grayson. It's Jason Todd, I believe. God, pull that out of my
ass. I know. I forget that.
And I got the chance to explain to my mom, who's completely out of the loop, that there were more than one Robin. I was like, all right, before you watch this.
No, when I first found that out, that blew my mind as well. I was like, what? Huh?
Yeah, me too.
What is going on?
But I had to like...
Why would someone do that? Just name him something else.
No, but like for the beginning of the film, I was like, okay, you need to understand this. Or, this isn't the original Robin. This is the second Robin. And she's like, all right.
Did the first one die? No.
No. He became Nightwing. And she's like, who's Nightwing? It's like, he's like badass Robin. But basically, it's like I explained her all that. And then I didn't realize that the movie actually does a really good job at explaining that.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's like, there's like a scene where it's just like, he's not the original Robin. It's like, oh, fuck, I forgot you explained it.
Does everyone know that in like in the universe? Like, do the enemies know it's not the original Robin? Or do they just...
Don't think so.
No.
I think it's like a symbol. Well, the Joker knows.
Yeah, Joker knows everything.
Yeah, Joker's...
Well, he knows his identity.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care.
Of Batman.
Yeah, that's partly the point. In certain series, he discovers it, but he doesn't care.
I don't think he does know at this point.
Okay. Some things he does, some things he doesn't.
But I mean,
certain enemies learn, don't they?
Yeah.
Like I think Scarecrow's supposed to learn.
I mean, Hugo Strange is the one who figures it out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But I know at some points in the animated series, there's one point where it's revealed. Is Bruce Wayne, but at the end you see Bruce Wayne and then Batman shows up and everyone's like, oh, it's not Bruce Wayne.
Oh yes,
but it was Robin like wearing stilts or some shit. They did the same thing in the Adam West series,
except, did they?
Yeah, except it was Alfred as Batman. And Alfred is like a tall skinny ass old man. So that was hilarious. That was like a parody of like, you know, like of that, but it was before anything else. Good times. Anyway, there's a big twist in the Red Hood as well, but I kind of like the fact that it wasn't just a straight up whodunit like the Batwoman one, where they kind of reveal little by little who the Red Hood is, etc. only things I didn't really like about it was some of the bad guys are over the top. Like, yeah. there's a big robot guy called... Mm. He's got a silly name. Damn it, what was it called? It wasn't like...
Rhino.
It sounded like Orgasmo. But I think it was... Or like Magneto. It was something like that.
Yeah.
He was lame. And there's like other kind of ninja robots at one point. It's just like, aww. What are we doing here?
Do you know what? It's something they haven't...
But otherwise, it's really good.
In the first
recommended
Christopher Nolan Batman film,
yeah,
they explore that kind of ninja cult.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do an okay job of it as an origin story, and it's quite a cool idea. But I've always wanted that to permeate more things, more formats and stuff like that. But then again, it's quite a supernatural thing as well, and if you want to keep yours a bit gritty. Because that's the thing about Gotham. Are they going to have any kind of supernatural elements? I wonder.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that before. I don't know.
We'll see.
Hopefully, they won't go too far with that.
Depends.
Yeah. But yeah, Batman Under the Red Hood is pretty good.
All right.
Definitely lots of action. And it looks like an anime, basically. It still looks like, Batman, not overly anime. But it's good. Where are you at in terms of the animated series?
Oh, I just saw... in the second season, I just saw...
Holy shit, you're going fast.
I just saw the origin story of Robin.
Oh, really?
In the series. Because it's a bit weird, like, Robin's in an episode before that.
Yeah. Well, the Christmas
In a couple of episodes, sorry. In a couple of episodes. And...
He comes and goes.
Yeah, no, but they kind of explain that because he goes to college and stuff like that and school. So he has a normal life outside of it all. Batman's kind of a dick to him, like, in terms of his behavior. But he has been in the past and stuff. And that's fine. Yeah. It's interesting. But, I mean, the thing I've always kind of wondered about is why... And I understood it in the 60s, Batman.
Yeah.
Why the costume that Robin has is all this garish, like, colors and clashing.
Because it's hilarious, that's why.
No, yeah, but it kind of fits the gray.
No, it does.
The gray and blue suit. But when you make Batman grittier with a black suit or something like that, why the fuck wouldn't you do the same with Robin? Like, tone the colors down a bit and make him a bit more gritty and give him an actual mask, instead of just this kind of like Lone Ranger thing.
Yeah, I mean, they can't change that too much though.
I understand, but it's just a problem I've always had with Robin because
In the animated series, they could have toned it down a little bit, but at the same time, it's a cartoon, so it's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
But Frank.
But even in the film, it's like it doesn't feel.
No,
right
come on,
me.
They toned it down a bit for Batman Forever. It was like a way darker.
He
wears the like really bright one, but it's before he gets the
proper one.
Yeah, but
they do that scene where like he's putting on the suit and it's. Oh, I hate that scene.
I think Robin is like.
Fucking nipples. Oh.
Robin's one of the best things about Batman Forever. One of the things that work. I guess that's not saying much, but. No. The Frank Miller, like Robin character in Dark Knight Returns is this girl. She's like a girl Robin. It's really bright clothes as well, but I think with Frank Miller it's more of like he's paying homage to like the iconic look of those characters. So
I know it's iconic. I get the art is so crazy,
may
have fitted with the original concept, but I just feel like he's not necessarily modified enough to fit with each version of Batman is what I'm saying.
I see what you mean.
So it's just a thing. Like,
yeah, I mean,
this version, like, Batman is essentially a father figure to Robin, and that obviously has its conflicts.
I mean, even as a kid, I wasn't always a huge fan of the Robin episodes.
No.
Of that
I
series.
Just always felt like Batman doesn't need a sidekick.
Yeah.
Like,
I always preferred Batman as, like, a loner.
Yeah, exactly.
It
kind of fits his brooding nature, you know.
I mean, Robin's always been close to being the scrappy dude of that franchise.
But the thing is that Robin should be broody as well, and sometimes he's not. Like,
it's too jokey sometimes. It's like, hey, remember when your whole family died? That's why
just
you're
like
here.
Like Batman, you know?
And that's why Batman Forever works, because he's like a moody ass kid. That's why Batman Robin doesn't work, because he's really annoying.
Yeah.
And just focusing on, like, she likes me, not you. which is just lame. And also saying cowabunga while surfing in the sky.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. I'm trying to block that shit out, but you're bringing it back.
It's pretty awesome. When you think back to it. But also not. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Totally watch this video that Adam made.
My video?
Where you look at the top 10 worst moments of Batman and
dumbest
Robin. Dumbest moments of Batman and Robin.
And I also like compiled like 100 worst lines.
Yes.
One after the other.
Yeah.
It's really... If you can make it to the end of that video, good luck. But I've even missed out some key ones. Like,
really?
I think there was one I didn't put in, which was like, you lied.
Yeah.
Which is pretty bad. There's a couple in there I missed out. But it's just like, if I start compiling every fucking line...
It's just the whole film.
I'll just post a picture of the script and fucking you read it. Anyway, let's go straight to the riddle this week.
Riddle me this... Riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Go on.
Riddle me this.
Oh, fuck it. Oh,
Jamie.
Shit out of me.
/ Batman.
Yeah.
Which president...
Oh, God.
...wears the largest hat?
Abraham Lincoln?
No.
Oh. I was being too literal.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, sorry.
There's always a trick with the Riddler. Come on.
Which president... Where's the largest hat?
Yeah. Hat. With one T.
Yeah, all right.
Just like it's meant to be.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
Did you see a Mad Hatter episode yet?
Yeah.
I love the Mad Hatter in that show.
No, Mad Hatter's good. I like that.
It's Roddy McDowall doing the voice. He was Cornelius Pandiebs.
Oh, I don't know. You've stumped me.
Yeah?
That's quite a good one. I like that.
Which president wears the largest hat?
No, you have to tell me. My mind's not working on this.
You said Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I said it. Well, it's literal.
It could be true.
Yeah.
But basically,
iconically.
It's the one with the biggest head. Is the answer to that riddle.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Fucking idiot.
I knew this would disappoint the hell out of you.
It's good, though. Again, it doesn't relate to a villain.
It does.
It's meant to lead you to a villain. Who does it lead you to?
The Penguin has a top hat.
Wow.
But then Mr. Freeze has that big globe over his head.
What about the Mad Hatter?
Oh, yeah.
Surely it would lead you to the Mad Hatter.
I'm an idiot. I just talked about the Mad Hatter. Oh, Jesus. Oh dear.
All right, thank you for that.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, okay, so I want you to connect Ghostbusters to Batman.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I
know, that's going to be quite hard.
All right, who's in Ghostbusters? You got Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis.
I mean, big names. Sure have played opposite other actors.
Ernie Hudson, of course. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson. Poor guy always gets left out. He was one of the Ghostbusters. Come on. I put it to you. Can you connect?
Oh, come on.
Okay. We'll connect all the Ghostbusters to Batman.
All?
I take two, you take two.
Oh, come on. That's so hard.
I'll give you the easy ones. I'll give you Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray.
Oh,
hey, I have to connect fucking Ernie Hudson and Harold Ramis.
Wow.
To Batman. All right. Ghostbusters to Batman.
I was just going
to
go for one of them.
No, it's not a challenge. All right. I'll try one. You try one. I'll try one.
Okay,
you try one. All right. 6 degrees of Batman. Again. So got to end the show somehow. I'll start with Harold Ramis. Harold Ramis directed Multiplicity, which starred Michael Keaton. Who was Batman?
Oh, I think, wow.
Your turn.
No, you just made yours easy.
I didn't realize how easy it would be. Oh, I just screwed you over, didn't I?
I know, because I'm like, Bill Murray, who's he played?
Hey, he was in those Wes Anderson movies with like 1,000 people.
That's true.
There's a big cast in those movies.
Oh, yeah, so the recent Grand Budapest Hotel, he's in that.
Yep.
And you've got Edward Norton.
Yes.
In that, you've got... I forgot the main guy's name.
Ralph Fiennes, yeah.
Ralph Fiennes. And you've got
William
Brolin.
Dafoe. What? Brolin?
No, not Brolin.
Oh, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. What did you just say?
Willem Dafoe, isn't it?
Dafoe.
So I'm totally helping you right now. Oh, there's an easy way for Dafoe.
Oh, he plays opposite everyone in the world.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't come up with it, there's different ways you can link Dafoe to him, but
that's Dafoe. And I'm trying to think: Kilmer Dafoe, no, Keaton Dafoe, Bale Dafoe. Yes. Bale Dafoe. Yes. There is a Bale Dafoe, isn't there?
Yes.
I can't remember what film that is, though.
Well, I'm not helping you then.
Ah,
you have to go.
It's not Machinist. No, I can't go Machinist.
I don't know who else was in that film.
American Psycho? No, I can't go there, can I?
Yes.
Hey, I can. It is American Psycho. Yes. I
thought you'd never get there.
So yes. There you go.
With Christian Bale, who was Batman? Okay.
Yeah.
Who was my other one? Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Okay, Ernie Hudson. He was in a few films. Not that many huge ones. Okay, he was in Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Wow, that's going left field.
With Chow Yun-Fat.
Chow Yun-Fat, yeah.
I'm going to link Chow Yun-Fat.
He's in Bulletproof Monk with...
With Sean William Scott. Is that helpful?
No, that's not really
Who
helpful.
Was different in American Pie with... No, I don't want to link him to that. No, wait. Sean William Scott was in Cop Out with Bruce Willis. Now, this has got to be easier with Bruce Willis. It's more than 6 degrees. It's
fucking
12 degrees of Batman.
Bruce Willis.
Maybe that's too far. Bruce Willis was... I'm sure we've done him already.
Yeah, I know we have, but you gotta go somewhere else.
I'm trying
else.
To find what's the easiest way, because I'm running out of degrees right now. Bruce Willis, who was in 1,000 fucking movies.
But not opposite a lot of big names. That's the thing. He's the biggest name in most films.
Wait, he was in Red with Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Who was Lucius Fox in Dark Knight.
Yeah, of course. You always got to think about Freeman, you know. Freeman's a good one to connect.
He's in every film.
Aykroyd.
I could have even said, Morgan Freeman, who was with Jack Nicholson in Bucket List.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah.
Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, go on then.
I want to go Blues Brothers. I always want to go to Blues Brothers. That's like a bit of a dead end.
Yeah, it's not...
Because the celebrities in that are music stars rather than...
There's...
Can I go Trading Places?
You could go Trading Places.
Could you? With Eddie Murphy. Okay, so I've got to Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's a good one too. He's been loads of stuff. Eddie Murphy. I'm trying to do it in my head, but... Yeah, don't think about Nutty Professor 2. That's
yeah, I know. It's
that's
all
no
him.
Help.
Yeah, that's the problem. Eddie Murphy plays against Eddie Murphy most of the time.
Like Norbit. Oh, okay. It's like
Eddie
the whole
Murphy,
cast is
coming
Eddie
to America. James L. Jones. James L. Jones.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, is it? I can connect James L. Jones. No, James L. Jones to Arnie and Conan.
Yes,
Mr. Freeze.
Nice one. You did it, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. And all from Dan Aykroyd. That's so weird.
I know.
All right. So we've done all of it now.
Yeah.
We've connected the Ghostbusters.
I didn't think I was going to do it with Aykroyd.
Although there is one unofficial Ghostbuster.
Oh, no, don't.
Rick Moranis, who became a Ghostbuster at the end of the second film.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. Dude, that's...
Rick Moranis was in...
What else he's been in?
Many things.
Yeah, I know. My knowledge just isn't good enough.
It was in The Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh.
With loads of people.
Yeah.
You're
stretching my memory.
I know. Should I just pick a random one? Steve Martin?
Steve Martin? Yeah. Wow, okay.
I don't know where to go with that now.
No, I wouldn't
Steve
either.
Steve Martin, who I've seen every film of. I could link it back to Eddie Murphy again. Bowfinger, but... No. Let's find something original. Oh, Steve Martin. Come on, Steve.
He's got to have played opposite Jack Nicholson or...
I know he... Robert Downey Jr. was in Bowfinger briefly, but we've done that already. I think we've tried
kind
that.
Of, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be the longest kind of thing.
I know.
Six degrees.
You've got to use some that we've already used, because the thing is it's going to get impossible.
But then there's, it's a challenge. That's part of the challenge,
You've given
man.
Yourself, a really hard challenge there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I shouldn't be struggling this much with Steve Martin, though, because I've seen so many of his movies.
But it's who he plays with, does that connect? Who knows? Like, well, you should know.
I could have picked so many like characters in Little Shop of Horrors. Why did I pick?
Because you love Steve Martin.
I do. I love Steve Martin. All right. He was in... I'm going to link him back to Wes Anderson again. Fuck it. He was in Shop Girl with Jason Schwartzman.
Yes.
Who was in every Wes Anderson film ever.
Yeah.
Including... what's the easiest way to... Oh, well, no, they were married. That's not very... That's not much of a link, really. Is that a link? No.
Yeah, it's a link.
If two actors are married?
Yeah. Go on.
I guess. He was in...
Oh, shit, I'm going to do that if you could do it with Tim Burton. No, like, just Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah, yeah. It's just easy.
No? Okay, no, let's not take that route then.
But then again, you can say Helena Bonham Carter because she's married, but also in
loads of Tim Burton movies. Films. Yeah, that works.
I'm surprised you haven't linked shit to Tim Burton yet, by the way.
I know.
Or to other directors, whatever.
I probably could have.
I mean, you did Nolan there, but...
Yeah. That's all right. Well, Jason Schwartzman.
Actually, that's a question. Who's directing... The new Superman Batman film?
The new Superman Batman film?
Yeah. Who's directing? I can't remember.
But Zack Snyder.
Yeah, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Can you connect go that way to Zack Snyder? I don't know. No. That's not that many.
No, Jason Schwartzman does.
It does mean you can go to try and use Butler and then you can go Zack.
Yeah. Oh man, I've got a blank on all the movies ever. Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah.
He was in Election. What was that film? Rushmore with Bill Murray. But then we're going back to Bill Murray.
You're going in circles.
We did Bill Murray.
Yeah, of course we did Bill Murray.
Why are we going? No, that's not good. He appeared in Moonrise.
You can go Bill Murray if you use a different film, like Lost in Translation or something. I guess.
No, but okay. He was in Moonrise Kingdom as well.
Yes.
Which fucking has Bruce Willis again. He's never...
Yeah.
But who else was in that film? Edward Norton.
Yes, you can do the Norton.
I guess it's a loophole. But
No, but you can do Norton because I haven't connected Norton. But you can't use Fight Club.
Damn it.
Because that's Brad Pitt and we've done the Brad Pitt link.
Well, he was in The Illusionist.
Yes.
With Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah.
Was in Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Directed by Tim Burton.
Yes.
Director Batman.
Yes. Well done.
That took a long time. On that note, we should probably go.
Just get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
bye.
Got shit to do. We got Batman shit to do. We don't have any tasks for next week.
No.
I'm getting a lot of Batman stuff from you.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Including some movies. Although I've seen most of the animated ones.
Yeah.
So
only some tidbits here and there that maybe you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should just rewatch.
Maybe. I'll watch some of that stuff you gave me. And we'll talk about it next time on Gothamized. Well, you've been Gothamized. There you go. That's the end.
Sounds like a medical procedure.
Yeah, it is. It is. Once you go.
Where we turn you into a goth.
Once you go Gotham, you can never go back.
That's been the episode.
What?
Bye.